It's likely that for the immediate future, Buffalo's 710 Main Theater will be called the former Studio Arena Theater. So strong is Studio Arena's nearly century-long connection with the city. But a new history can begin to be written this Friday when Circle Mirror Transformation opens on stage at 710 Main Theater. Directing the play is Scott Barrand of Road Less Traveled Productions.
This is a big step, first step, bringing people back to 710 Main. We're all going into this optimistically, and we know that there's got to be some trust that has to be rebuilt, you know, with coming back into that space. But I think that the vision of bringing local theater back into that space and helping to re-energize the building and the district in that sense is really important. And I hope that people will want to come and see this play and come back and see live theater in that great building.
The play Circle Mirror Transformation presents a promising initial choice for 710 Main. An Obie Award winner following its off-Broadway debut in 2009, it's been produced in regional theaters around the country. According to Scott Barrand, Circle Mirror Transformation has been well received. He's hoping for more of the same during its run in Buffalo through February 17th.
So it's dramatic, it's very funny, there's a lot of physical humor. The basic construct of this play is that it's five very different people who don't really know each other who are going to take this adult theater ed class. And if you've ever seen Waiting for Guffman, this may bring some hilarious moments to your mind in the same way. This play is somewhat along that tradition, but it's a really interesting character-driven piece where we get to see these people play these different theater games and get to know each other, but how they are sort of transformed by this experience and then learn ultimately a lot more about themselves. Actually, I started my life in the theater as an actor, and then I was trained as a designer and then as a director. So I sort of had this evolution through all the different theater jobs. But I remember playing theater games not unlike this, which I have to say also verge on almost being therapy games.
For some, Circle Mirror Transformation may offer a chance to reconnect with the space that once held the legendary Studio Arena Theater. But as Scott Barrand points out, it also offers a chance to experience the work of one of the emerging voices in American theater, playwright Annie Baker.
Her voice is very specific, and what I like most about her work is that she really examines how difficult it is as human beings for us to actually communicate with each other without making anyone else upset, and how hard it is for all of us to get through an entire sentence at times without offending anyone. Yeah, it's a great portrayal of these people, and it's a really great piece of live theater too, I should say. I mean, this piece wouldn't work as a film or anything else. I mean, this is a really, you know, you're in the moment with these people.
Annie Baker's Circle Mirror Transformation, directed by Scott Barrand and starring Robert Rutland, Lisa Vetrano, Dave Hayes, Kelsey George Mogensen, and Morgan Chard, opens Friday at 710 Main Theater, formerly known as Studio Arena. Ticketmaster and the Shays Box Office can offer more information. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.